Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are continuing with open phones right now, responding to the mass shootings in Alabama and Germany. The calls for massive attacks on the Second Amendment. Germany, they're already disarmed, but they're saying even more gun control there when it's basically impossible to own a gun. Right now, though, let's talk to more callers here. Let's talk to Charles in Florida. Charles, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I have a question and a comment. What do you think, substance abuse treatment, what kind of role does that play with eugenics? And my comment is, do you think that the feds could use, way to shut down free speech? Is it just, name random organizations, terrorist organizations, and then if you were charitable to them, they could just, arrest you?
Yes, I appreciate your call. They're doing that, but they're also shutting down net neutrality. They're taxing the Internet. They're openly saying in the New York Times and everywhere else that they'll, quote, have a new, safer Internet where you don't have any rights and where there's no free speech. And so that's the way it's being done, and with filtration systems and other things. Rourke in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I have to say that I disagree with the direction the movement is heading, and I believe the restoration is a cop-out because I haven't seen any states' legislatures that really accept this movement yet.
Well, maybe if everybody has a loser attitude like you, it won't happen, and just, I don't see anything happening. There were 14 states that did pass it in the 90s. They are in the process of doing it. 30-plus states have introduced it. The point is, the idea of state sovereignty is taking place, and several states are on the verge of doing it, Rourke.
Yeah, but I don't think it can end there at all.
Well, no, it certainly doesn't. But, I mean, it's just one of many solutions, like calling for the indictment of Ben Bernanke and other banksters that engage in all these crimes. You heard Ron Paul talking about it yesterday. I mean, there's a lot of solutions we're pushing here. And you're welcome to give us your solutions, Rourke.
Well, the way that you have set up your audience, I don't think they would be open to them. And I think if you do this peacefully and you get these people who are sort of halfway listening to you, that are, you know, in control of these states, legislatures, and the governments to then be in power and conduct these trials, that you're not going to get all of these people.
Okay, well, listen, you know, you've got a loser attitude, and that's your opinion. Thanks for the call. Brandon in Indiana. You're on the air, Brandon.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good, sir.
I was trying to figure out where all this bad derivative money is going. Who's gaining from the bad derivative?
The big private central bank shareholders have fenced the false derivative Ponzi money into real assets. Now they're just blowing out the debt end of the derivative and passing it on to the people.
Brilliant scheme. Too bad it's not going to work for much longer.
Well, that's why they want to implode the economy, as they've done in third world nations over and over again, to then cause riots so people see troops on the streets as the savior to then set the precedent. It's a process.
It looks like with this stimulus bill, they're trying to rewrite, you know, the contract of being a citizen. They're wanting us to sign the paperwork, accept the money, and usher us into their new deal, but it's not going to work for me.
Their new global new deal, with a new global bank of the world that controls every facet of our lives.
Well, my eyes are open, Alex, and I'm going to push this video hard. I've already got copies ordered, and I'm ready to let everybody watch it.
All right, Brandon, good to hear from you. That's right. The Obama deception starts shipping next Monday. It's going to be released on the web in the next few days. I'm going to leave that as a surprise. We're being pushed into releasing it early. There's a lot of things that are going on. And so we're going to be covering that more today. The new final trailer for the Obama deception is up at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And also an 8.5-minute sneak peek from some of the sections of the nearly two-hour film is also up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Please spread the trailers and the sneak peek out to everybody on your email list. That's how this goes viral. Stay with us.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
More coverage on the mass shooting in Alabama, killing 10 people and 16 dead in Germany at a school shooting. Coming up, Trends forecaster Gerald Celente as well is coming up. As society unravels, as the brainwashed, violent, violence-drunk population that watches all these simulated murders and plays all these violent video games, all the studies show it increases it. As the tens of millions of Prozac, serotonin reuptake inhibitor heads gobble these psychotropics, you're only going to have more and more of this as this society implodes. Crime is already exploding. Mexico is collapsing. They have total gun bans down there for the citizens, but it's just machine gun death every day. Hand grenades, rocket attacks, dead everywhere. Police dead everywhere. Germany, total gun ban, of course, mass shooting. Calls for massive restrictions of the Second Amendment. Brandon in Indiana. We just talked to Brandon. Tony in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing today, Alex?
Good, sir.
Hey, the Alabama stuff, it's funny that you have that popping off right after the, you know, suicide bombings in Baghdad and the stuff. And it's like, all these things are happening to sell the other policies.
And then you have a drill going on of terrorists trying to attack a base, and then suddenly six people at the base get shot, two get killed, and the supposed IRA walks up in front of the guards who have weapons that don't fire back and shoots them. Then you have an execution-style killing in Northern Ireland of a police officer. The next day you have the staged shooting of cricket team And then even mainstream news says it may be an inside job, because right in front of police, the shooters just walk slowly. The police stand down, don't even aim their guns at them when they're 20 feet away, walking by police trucks and vans full of police. I mean, it is just incredible. Yeah, it's like somebody flips a switch and all of this starts.
Oh, yeah. And you know, I had to leave Chicago for about a month. I come down. I'm in southeast Missouri there, south St. Louis in the country. With my mom, and she gets a lot of magazines, and the magazines too are pure programming, selling up to Newsweek. I haven't been able to get on InfoWars, but did you see the Newsweek, the confidence game with Obama on the cover, and then you open it up and it says on the inside, Barack Obama, confidence man. I like to choke on my
coffee.
Yeah,
they know the public is so ignorant that open insult to everyone.
Oh.
Just, you know, that, oh, it's a double meaning. He's a scam artist, con artist, is what confidence man says. But they're saying, oh, no, now a confidence man is good. You've got to buy into the delusion, and then everything's going to be all right.
Absolutely. I mean, the whole article is just, it's not about, you know, Obama's going to fix anything, because, of course, Lord Obama's not there to fix anything. He's just there to be our Lord, of course. And, you know, he's not, it's that, but, you know, he'll make us feel better as the country collapses around us. You know, we'll have his, you know, will they be there to get the fashion tips from his wife and buy dolls of his children? Down here in the country, they're bought and sold on it too. I talk to people that I expected to be, you know, completely, you know, under, you know, no kidding with when I tell them what's going on. They're all like, well, you know, he ain't going to take our guns. And I'm like, he's got like 10 or 11 bills on the floor right now. Well.
I hear you, brother. They are under a spell, but a lot of people are breaking the spell. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, Tony. Look, I'm at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and I'm reading on the site what people are posting, some of them in the comments under the new trailer and the sneak peek that are up there. And it's like, oh, you evil racist. Oh, you just hate Obama, you right-wing fascist. Or your film is all lies, all propaganda. And they haven't even seen the film yet. And then I see on other news articles and message board people saying, all right, all politicians lie. He did lie about ending NAFTA and GATT. He did lie about taking the troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan. And he did lie about not hiring lobbyists. And he did lie about ending the warrantless wiretapping. And he did. But, you know, that's just what politicians do. Well, then I guess politicians just let Bernie Madoff steal you blind and take your pension funds. I guess politicians, you know, just put troops on the streets. I guess you just acquiesce and capitulate and surrender and roll over, yellow belly up, and then ask the New World Order to rub your little yellow belly, like your little doggy. I mean, the New World Order is not going to rub your yellow belly. And look, it was 5% of the people that started and won the Revolutionary War here, and we have more than 5%. We have a lot more than that. In every major poll, you know, 90-plus percent want to control the border. 80-something percent want to end the wars. Upwards 80-something percent don't want any more gun control and want to repeal gun control laws. Congress still has a 9% approval rating. And Obama's approval rating that was up at 80-something percent is dropping upwards of 20 points. So the public isn't as ignorant as some people put on. You know, when you talk to family, they kind of want to act cool and act like they're not going to be bossed around by you, or you're showing off to them. But you notice at the stores, the guns are bare, the ammo's bare. They're trying to make as many guns and produce as much ammo as they can, and they can't keep up. So somebody out there is listening. Somebody knows we're in trouble. Somebody knows they're coming after the Second Amendment. It was 44% over the previous record of gun sales. It's over 120%. Last numbers I saw from the FBI, 120% above any previous record in gun sales, and it's only growing. And they're not going to be able to get our guns, ladies and gentlemen. And because there are a bunch of Prozac heads running around and a bunch of lunatics and a bunch of psychos with guns, all the more reason we need our firearms, just like the police. If they got criminals shooting at them, they need guns and more guns. The answer is more guns. We are a violent, degenerate society overrun by criminals. If you take the guns away, only the law-abiding will be disarmed. It's a very simple equation. Chicago's got four times the national average of crime and shootings. Almost a complete gun ban. New York, complete gun ban. They hand out a few hundred permits a year. If you give like a $30,000 political contribution, big scandals there. For you to get a permit, turns it right into a privilege. The police and military are finding out now there's plans to actually disarm most of them and only have paramilitary, larger SWAT team forces merge with the military, and that's in the mainstream news today. They're coming after everybody's guns, except for Praetorian Guard, highly armed paramilitary police that'll be bivouacked in every city. And I tell those paramilitary police, you're working for the New World Order. And you know you're violating posse comitatus, and you know you're conditioning the public for acclimation so the people can be occupied. An occupied nation by military force. So we're here, ladies and gentlemen, defending the Republic, getting the word out, defending the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. Anthony in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how you doing?
Good.
First, I want to say thanks for bringing up these subjects because they are vitally important to youth in our country because I know a lot of people are struggling. You know, they're on these Prozac pills and serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And so they battle with these kind of issues every day, and nobody really talks about it. So that's one major point that I want to bring up. About the shootings, though, I mean, it is tragic. I was wondering, I heard you a couple of weeks ago talking about Columbine. You said that there was federal involvement in that, and you said as far as they might have been inside the schools. And, you know, that was way before I woke up, you know.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not tooting my horn, but if you go back 2-3 weeks ago on show after show, I said, I feel it in my gut. They're going to start mass shootings at schools all over the country. I know their M.O. You know, when you say gut, that's hundreds of pieces of data. You can really thousands over the years, and then you can make the prime projection. And time will tell. You know, I said, hey, looks like this Ireland situation, if we find out there was a drill of terrorists attacking the base at the same time, if we find out that the military stood down, it's an inside job because over 75% of the time it's come out in mainstream British and Irish news that British intelligence actually founded and ran the violent IRA groups. Then, boom, it came out just as, you know, the fingerprint was there. The fingerprint. We lifted the prints. We said, okay, this is who normally does this. Let's see if we see their signature, their prints, their wavelength. Okay. Boom, it's there. And it's the same thing over and over again. It's too soon to tell. The Germany thing looks like a staged event. The Alabama situation, there are real punks who throw fits and are unstable and kill, you know, one member of the family and they go on a rampage. That's the MO. That you know, that can happen on its own and does happen on its own. Because people don't have impulse control. They don't know how to just... They don't know how when their wife gets in their face or slaps them to just go get in their car and leave. They don't know how to, but because there's these unstable people, that's why we need our Second Amendment to defend ourselves.
Right. I mean, specifically on Columbine, because I remember you mentioned that, and you said something about feds or agents being inside the school, maybe even involved in the shooting, and all the pipe bombs weren't manufactured by the two students.
There were 100. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering if you would go back into that for people that really don't have all the details, because that was, of course, never in any kind of mainstream media. And also, do you think these shootings today, or maybe back then, or any of these mass shootings could be related to the government program MK Ultra? Maybe that ties into it. I was wondering your opinion on that.
All right, I appreciate your call. I was sitting at Charlie Sheen's house about 2.5 years ago, and I was saying, you know, Columbine staged. And he's like, well, I'd heard that, but what's the evidence? And I sat down on his computer in his kitchen. And back then, I can remember the exact number. I think it was 128 pipe bombs. And I Googled it, and there was CBS News. He was like, whoa, 120 plus. I don't remember the exact number now. I think 128 pipe bombs were smuggled in the night before and the day before. The school was more than half empty. The police chief and the principal were at a Subway sandwich when it all happened. Most of the teachers were gone. Harris and Kleibold's parents were both in black ops and under psychiatric care and on Prozac and Ritalin. And the police stood down once it happened, and the students reported other shooters inside. The list goes on and on, sir.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, let's go right back to your phone calls. We're waiting on a guest from Alabama. If we're able to get him on, it's going to be very informative. Gerald Celente and others are coming up. Just to finish up on Columbine, how did they get 120-plus, some of them weighing over 100 pounds, giant propane tanks into the school? Why were most of the teachers gone? Why did all of this happen? And then it just goes on and on. And then the Rocky Mountain News and Denver Post reported the SWAT team actually shot three of the students. I have those mainstream news articles. It goes on and on. They reported four shooters inside. They wouldn't release most of the surveillance camera footage. They only released a few seconds. The school was all wired up. The school was the first school to have death education. You can't make this up. 2020 News reported on it, ABC, in 1991, years before the 99 shooting on Adolf Hitler's birthday, April 20th. And, it's just mind-blowing that they would have the children get in coffins and simulate dying, and even one child got suffocated at the school and did die. And see, when they do death education, suicide education, that causes more suicide because they teach them how to commit suicide and say, don't do this. And all the statistics show that. I mean, that was a mind control school, and the evidence just goes on and on from there. But, yeah, they got 128, I believe, going from memory. Didn't have time to Google it during the break. Bombs into the building. They supposedly did this. And then things didn't go as planned, though. And thank God it was only 15 people, 16 people that died. But they sure hyped that in the media, didn't they, for total gun control. But they failed. Let's go. And they'll fail as well because the word is out now about what's really going on here. Whether this was deliberate mind control or not, or whether they were Prozac heads or not, people know they need guns to defend themselves from these type of lunatics. Andy in Montana, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? I just wanted to know if you'd heard about the explosions in Bozeman, Montana, and Whitehall, Montana, where two American Legions were blown up.
When did this happen?
This happened last week, and it's barely been in our news, and it hasn't made news at all.
I know there have been bombings of different corporate offices and banks, and police have been killed, and what was it, in Washington State? I know there's all sorts of weird bombings going on that no one is covering, and generally, that means it's a real terrorist attack. See, the MO is, during the 70s and 60s and 70s, there were hundreds and hundreds of bombings that killed scores of people and wounded scores more, and because it was real terrorism, you don't give real terrorism, if you're the government, attention. You only give your staged events attention. And so, no, I was not aware of the veterans.
They also brought in the National Guard right away within a couple hours of that. And
yeah, that's their way. They first got their nose under the tent flap was to have the EOD, ordnance disposal, and then behind that comes the general policing of the military. But, no, I will Google that. Again, where were the bombings?
Whitehall, Montana, and Bozeman, Montana, main businesses downtown. And there were
guys, Google for me bombings in Montana, please. And print that. See, we're not omnipresent. People always ask, why aren't you reporting on this? Because we didn't know. Thank you for telling us. We will pull that up right now. Anything else, sir?
That's about it. I just wanted to also mention that there's major chemtrail spraying going on here. And there's just lots of things to look out for. So just wanted to report on those explosions.
It is certainly interesting times. Thank you, Andy. Steve in North Carolina. Steve, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Steve here. And I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. Also with AUNetwork.tv. God bless you for what you're doing there, brother. We're with you 100%. I'm with Fred Smart and Dee Farrell. We're getting ready to start our 92nd week since we were the Ron Paul National Meetup call. And I'm hoping, I know you're busy because you got the movie coming out, but we'd like to invite one of your associate producers to come on with us this coming Thursday night. We'd like to run the ad for your commercial for the new Obama deception coming out. We definitely support that. And I want to tell your listeners, people, order this on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. If you get it and it sits on your shelf, it's not helping to get the word out. Please, for God's sakes, order this movie from Alex. Get it in your hands, duplicate it, and get it to your neighbor. This is so important. And we certainly want to thank you for your efforts, Alex. I know you got a busy schedule, but hope you can get one of your, if you can, we'd love to have you on, but I know you're busy, but if you can, get one of your associate producers, come on. The phone numbers and the times, it'd be 8 o'clock Central. It's AUNetwork.tv.
You're saying you have a radio show? Well, we'll do this, sir. Email robd at Infowars.com, and we'll try to get somebody on the show for you. Robd at Infowars.com. Okay, I appreciate your call, sir, and the work that you're doing. Yes, explosions collapsed three buildings in Bozeman, Montana. And here is a news story out of the local newspaper. So what the caller said is being confirmed right now by us on that. This happened last week, and we didn't know anything about it. Stay with us. Important news segment coming up from Alabama.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Well, it's just terrible. 10 people dead, including the shooter in Alabama, 16 dead in Germany with some lunatic that went into a school. And I haven't heard the Army interviewed on this. We saw it in Reuters and a few other newspapers that they were there after the shooting providing security. And so we thought, why not get the regular U.S. Army on from Fort Rucker? And we have Lieutenant Colonel Scott Weil on with us. Colonel, I know you're very busy, and I appreciate you giving us the time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you very much for calling us.
Please, I mean, from your perspective, what happened and what did the Army do?
Well, the incident was very tragic. It was, you know, the incident took place, and all of the local law enforcement from the state of Alabama responded. It happened in several different cities. It was, you know, a very ugly situation, and it was going to be a long, drawn-out situation. So here in southern Alabama, we have mutual aid agreements with all of our local surrounding communities where they support us when we need help. We support them. We've had several natural disasters in the past, such as a hurricane and a tornado. And we support each other in times of need. So when this happened, we called down to, you know, one of the local police departments and offered our assistance. And when they said, absolutely, you know, we could use some military police. So we went down, and all we did was provide a support role where we went, we took 20 MPs down there. We, the local law enforcement and the state law enforcement were establishing a cordon and taking care of the area. So we just provided support, went in, and allowed those, the state and local law enforcement folks to go and take a knee and drink water, go and get some food, just rest for a little while. We took their post for them, and then when they came back, we moved on to other places to see where we could assist.
So did so the Army contacted the police departments. Was this while the hour-long rampage was going on over 20-plus miles, or did you contact them after they'd already after he'd already killed himself?
Yes, sir. It was after. After the event, I when we realized that this was going to be a major undertaking, then what I did was I called and offered my assistance, and the police chief took me up on it, and we called in the soldiers and drove down there.
Perhaps you can shed some more light, because we're getting conflicting stories. One sheriff's deputy is reporting he had a fully automatic AK-47, or was it semi-automatic, or do you know?
No, sir, I don't have any idea. I didn't get involved in any part of the investigation or the active, part of the law enforcement piece. All we provided was just, you know, some security at some posts, and, we provided relief forces for the guys that were working it.
Well, being there in Alabama, you probably have a clearer picture of this, and then having your people on the ground than we do. Boiling it down, what happened?
What you're hearing in the news is the same thing that we heard. I didn't get involved in any part of the investigation. You know, the true heroes were the local and state law enforcement from Alabama, and all we did was just go down there and. In the exterior part of the cordon, we just, you know, relieved the guys that were blocking traffic and you know, protecting the area.
Now, when you talk about mutual agreements with the county, previously, you know, we hear about hurricanes or earthquakes or things like that, and, certainly with the National Guard and things. But under Posse Comitatus, I mean, that's still in force, isn't it, to have the military out involved in law enforcement?
Yes, sir. And we don't provide any kind of law enforcement role off of the installation. We didn't go down there in a law enforcement role. What we did was we went down and just we took our military police because we're readily available and just went down, and in a support role, we just took up posts for folks to rotate them so that we could, you know, they could get out, get a place to go sit down, get something to eat, and then get back and take their post.
No, yeah, I understand.
We didn't provide any kind of law enforcement activity at all.
Okay. The reason people ask that is we've all heard about NORTHCOM and the new 20,000 troops for Brigade Homeland. I'm sure you've heard about that.
Yes, sir.
And how the Army War College says they are preparing for civil unrest. And so we see more and more reports about the Marines in California at DWI checkpoints and the Army assisting in drug interdiction and things like that inside the United States. So that's why we were bringing that up, because we see this happening more and more. I mean, previously, if there was a shooting going on in Alabama, would the regular Army respond to that?
We wouldn't respond to it. We would never respond off the installation in a law enforcement role. What we will provide, though, is in support functions. You know, we will provide assistance, you know, to our partner communities.
Sure. So military police, though, setting up checkpoints, stopping traffic going through, that is not a law enforcement role?
Yes, sir. That is a law enforcement role, and that we would not do here at Fort Rucker. I can't speak for what NORTHCOM or the Army War College is trying to put together, but here at Fort Rucker, we would not do that.
I'm looking at photographs of police blocking the military police blocking the road.
Yes, sir. All we were doing was enforcing the cordon and just directing traffic around it. We weren't stopping anybody. We weren't engaging anybody. We were just directing traffic.
Okay. And what does Fort Rucker is mainly Army aircraft support, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's the home of the Army Aviation Center.
Well, we know the folks in Alabama are great people, and we know the military are great people. It's just there's been big national debates about the larger and larger presence of military, and it was just interesting to see this in the report. We're glad that more people weren't killed, but sadly, 10 people is is quite a lot. And how's the community taking this right now?
Yeah, sure. It's, you know, like everything else, the community is, you know, they're supporting each other. They're, you know, taking care of the families of the affected people. And, you know, everybody's pulling together to provide whatever it is that's needed.
Well, in closing, we're talking to Colonel Scott Wild. Anything else you think is important to add here, sir, or that you can tell us?
Yeah, no, sir. I'd just like to, you know, one more time reinforce that the true heroes in this situation were all of the state and local and federal law enforcement folks that, you know, are in the southern part of Alabama, and we were just happy to be able to provide them some assistance.
Now, specifically, they cornered him and then had a shootout and he killed himself, or did they shoot him?
Yeah, sir. I don't have any of the facts of the case. All, you know, like I said, I was purely in a support role where we just went down and did what we could to help out.
Oh, so you were there yourself?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Were you on duty then, or did you have to throw your uniform on quick? And
sure, yeah. I just had to respond with it. You know, as the provost marshal, it's, you know, these are all my guys, and this was a place that we needed to be. And well, in order to make sure that we provided the exact, you know, assistance that was it within our limits, you know,
well,
we went down. And took care of business.
Well, we appreciate you, sir, Colonel. All I know is I made a film, and in it we have the photographs and news articles, you know, during Bayfest in Alabama, where the Alabama Defense Force was out, you know, searching little kids' bags to go into the city. And, you know, that's the type of stuff that we don't like under the Constitution. And there's a lot of calls to restrict the Second Amendment right now because of this shooting. And I just hope that the military will protect and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Yeah, sir. I'll tell you, that was, you just said a great deal of stuff. And I don't have a comment on that. I have nothing to say about that. I can just talk about the specific incident that, you know, we dealt with last night and the support that we provided to the local law enforcement here in southern Alabama.
Yeah, but you personally believe in the Second Amendment, don't you?
Sir, you know, my personal opinions have no bearing here whatsoever. Hey, sir, I appreciate you contacting me and giving me an opportunity to chat with you for a while, but I got to run.
Okay, Colonel Scott Weil, thanks for joining us from Fort Rucker there in Alabama. Take care.
Okay, sir.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. And you see, what they're doing is, with all of this, and this is new, is what the Army says. We're going to be out at car wrecks to help with jaws of life. We're going to be out at DWI checkpoints. We're going to be out at mass shootings. We're going to be out at drug interdiction. We're going to be out at this. We're going to be out at that. And it's the police and military say, well, what's wrong with us helping cordon things? What's wrong with us stopping drunk drivers? What's wrong with us with the jaws of life getting somebody stuck in a truck that's flipped over? And it sets the precedent. You know, we called him up. We immediately spoke with them and just said, we'd like to have you on. And they immediately began saying, we're not involved in law enforcement. 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 But then the brass themselves are saying they are getting them involved in law enforcement overall, and you heard him, he's aware of NORTHCOM. But just in case there was any denials, because I gotten some emails, those aren't real photos, there aren't troops there, that's not happening, that's not going on. Well, we had Colonel Scott Weil on from Fort Rucker. He's the spokesman there at the base, and he's the head of public safety. He's the director of public safety and the spokesman for public safety, dual headed, as they say. And we just covered the real issues there for you to document what's happening and how it's all sold is reasonable. It's all sold to help you. It's all for your best interest. Everything's fine except the military on the streets of the United States, and everything is going to be all right. I mean, come on, you're for stopping drunk drivers, aren't you? First, it's earthquakes and forest fires with the regular army. Then it's, oh, fighting crime. You know, these are the type of real issues that happen. And then you have Mexico with a complete gun ban for the citizens. But they have a crime rate just many, 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 many times what it is in the United States, where we have a Second Amendment And, you know, the terror watch list has gone up well over a million people. And I'm looking at this photograph Kurt Nemo has posted on Infowars.com for the story. And it's National Guard troops with their black berets and regular Army troops now. They've been federalized, standing there at the checkpoint as you go to the airport. It's all about training. First it's the Super Bowl and the Kentucky Derby and the airports in New York and then Boston and then Chicago. And then the now disgraced governor 4 months ago comes out in the Chicago Tribune, gives a press conference. We played the audio of the video here and says, yeah, we're going to use the National Guard to do gun sweeps all over Illinois. And what did the National Guard do? The first time they had a chance to go into New Orleans, they were blocked from giving aid. The troops wanted to. And they were told to go into the high and dry areas where people had their own food, their own generators. They were told to go in there and confiscate their firearms. All the guns will be taken. That's what the police chief said. Everyone will be disarmed. No one will be allowed to have weapons, even in their own homes. So this is the reality of what's happening. And they can try to paper over it. They can try to dress it up all day long. We know how to read the executive orders. We know how to read what the Pentagon directives say. We know how to read what the Army War College is saying. We know how to study history and understand what's happening, and it's all completely public and crystal clear. You know, I had Ron Paul on yesterday, Congressman Ron Paul, Dr. Ron Paul. People tried to spin him on Glenn Beck, and I did say on air I wasn't particularly pleased with his performance when he brought up the FEMA camps, and Ron Paul said, well, there's a bill introduced, but I don't know how big a threat it is, but because Washington's so corrupt and out of control, it is a threat. So he did say it was a threat. But here on air, he did agree with the executive orders and the FEMA camp news and did say it was a threat. And that's on record. And Ron Paul did say that state grand juries need to start indictments against these different bankers because they didn't just change federal law so they could do all these derivative Ponzi schemes. They didn't just change the laws. They even violated their own loopholes you could drive a Mack truck through. And then looking at my screen here, I read the mainstream news article about Washington State. And what is Washington State doing? What is Washington State up to? Washington State cops start liaison program with U.S. Army. The regular U.S. Army working and creating relationships with the local police here in the United States of America. And now they want to sell the kind of half-awake, mesmerized public on accepting this. But more importantly, they are selling the police and military who were like, yeah, we work together. There's a mass shooting. The regular Army comes out and helps us. Yeah, there's drunk drivers out there. We can save lives using the Army. They've got the resources we need. And the Army goes out and does these reasonable things on the surface. And the wicked precedent is set. Washington State cops start liaison program with U.S. Army. Fort Lewis and Lakewood police are working together to build a better understanding of what happens on the other side. Lakewood police are enlisting the help of Fort Lewis for times when city cops need to cooperate with the Army, including when soldiers get in trouble off post. That's always their excuse. I remember 10 years ago, they would have Air Force and Army and Marine military police on the boardwalk searching citizens, working with the police, helping handcuff people. We got video of it. And they said, well, we made a big deal out of it. They said, oh, well, they're just looking for drunk soldiers because there's a lot of bases around here. And then they announced last week in Canada, all over their papers, oh, the Army's going to be in the major city bar districts working with police against citizens and also for rowdy soldiers. And then they announced next week, by the way, we're preparing to lock down the cities and have war with the people of Canada. And now they're just mixing all the propaganda together. So see, first the article in the News Tribune tells you, oh, it's to look for troubled people off post. Then it adds, oh, meanwhile, I'm quoting the article, another partnership will let the local army post receive the city's assistance in civilian police training for soldiers bound for Iraq this fall. And they say, oh, it's for Iraq. But then you read the Pentagon's own directive there to put the troops on the streets. But see, they got to, that's a Pentagon directive. Joe Schmo, Sally Soccer Mom, Joe Sixpack, he isn't reading Pentagon directives that we link to up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So he's just going to, oh, well, for Iraq, you know, the troops will be on the streets looking for bad troops, so, and helping out. And Fort Lewis has assigned a full-time military liaison police officer position, the Lakewood Police Department. Oh, the Army in the department. And see, they build these threat integration centers, these FEMA centers, and they're announcing, oh, there'll be emergency medical treatment there and vaccines there and local pastors working and the Army. And the Army's giving the police a local, you know, big building for free. Fort Lewis has assigned a full-time military liaison police officer position to the Lakewood Police Department. Police Lieutenant Steve Maurer said the soldier won't patrol with city officials, officers, but will serve as a resource. Fort Lewis and a pair of military police officers to get oriented with the Lakewood Police Department.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Reading this article out of Washington State, there they are, merging the military with the police, moving them all in together. It's happening all over the nation, from Alabama to Washington. from Texas to Illinois, from Oklahoma to Florida, total federal takeover of everything. Fort Lewis has assigned a full-time military liaison police officer position to the Lakewood Police Department. Police Lieutenant Steve Maurer said the soldier won't patrol the city, they're conditioning the public, but will serve as a resource. Fort Lewis sent a pair of military police officers to get oriented with the Lakewood Police Department last week. They will split time in the single position. The soldier, who will work 5 days a week, including Friday and Saturday nights, will serve as a point of contact with the city police, who will get information from Fort Lewis. They will be inside the police station. The types of police calls that could benefit from Fort Lewis help include bad behavior at bars and collisions in cars. See, the Army has said their PR is going to be car wrecks. We're going to help at car wrecks. It goes on. Lieutenant Colonel Ted Solinar, Fort Lewis Provost Marshal, who helped forge the law enforcement liaison program, said the post officials want to exchange knowledge with their neighboring city. And then remember Iowa a few weeks ago, we're going to go door-to-door and ask if we can search their home for guns, but it's no big deal, and practice looking for gun dealers. But the town loves it. Everyone in the town loves it. We call people in the town, they don't love it. Solinar said Lakewood police contacted the post to see how the two sides could bridge the fence that separates them. The city did it. Sure they did. And the Army just magically allowed it to happen. They decided on the liaison program, which is already used at Army installations such as Fort Carson, Colorado, and everywhere else, secretly until now, I would add. And you can link through at InfoWars.com, read the whole article. That's just part of it. I'm just going to continue taking your calls, and I'm going on John Gibson's radio show in about 25 minutes for 6 or 7 minutes. I'm supposed to go on at 20 after John, so that's good. We won't burn much airtime. During that break, I'll be on with him, and I'll probably be a few minutes over. And so why don't you do this, John? Why don't you go up to InfoWars.com and start grabbing the 8-minute clip for the new teaser, excerpts from Endgame, excerpts from Obama Deception, excuse me. I'm very tired. I was on coast to coast last night. We've had a lot of stressful things going on here. That's why I'm probably uncharacteristically calm today. Being burnt out completely takes the edge off things. Like, I'm tempted to not even go live at PrisonPlanet.tv because I'm so shot, but we'll go ahead and do it. But we're just going to do 1 hour at PrisonPlanet.tv today when I have Salente on. So we're not going to go live next hour. Oh, man, all I want to do is get in bed and go to sleep. I get to get grilled by John Gibson. Little snickering jokes in the background. He told me I was copying when I yell and scream The Big Lebowski, and I hadn't seen it, so I went out and got it, and it was a pretty good film. Oh, man. I'm sure they'll be playing Big Lebowski clips when I go on. Yeah, White Russian. And he says, and that's what he does. That's what he does to your rug. He goes, he's got it dead on, the Big Lebowski imitation. No, that's somebody upset about tyranny. In the 30 seconds left in this hour, folks, go to InfoWars.com, pre-order the high-quality DVD of the Obama Deception, start shipping out next Monday, and it's going to drop very soon at PrisonPlanet.tv. Because of sharks circling, I'm probably not going to wait till Sunday at 6 p.m. to release it. I just released, again, a teaser video and the new trailer up at InfoWars.com. So we'll come back and blitz through phone calls, so just be ready with your question or comment when we come back in 70 seconds. But don't forget, you can call and order the DVD as well, 888-253-3139.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.